If you speak or listen to any top financial advisors, every millionaire and billionaire in the world has multiple streams of income. The most important multiple stream of income is called residual income. So it means you put out the effort one time, but it continues to return and return and return for you.
It's never too late, never too late to start over, never too late to be happy. This is one of my favorite quotes from Jane Fonda, and I thought that was the perfect quote to start this week's episode of A Cup of Joe with my incredible guest and their friend, Lisa Hyde. Lisa is what I like to call the multi-talented entrepreneur. She's not only a beauty and wellness expert, but also she's the host of the Confidence Crown podcast, an incredible show which I had the honor to be a guest on a few weeks back, where I cover all things strategy about Instagram. Lisa's story is full of resilience, courage, and wisdom. She was born in the City of Angels, and she started her career in the wonderful world of Hollywood, being a talent manager and running her own agency. After closing the agency down due to her mom's sickness, she decided to completely reinvent herself, and today she's teaching you how you can do it too. Now Lisa helps women step into their power, create businesses with massive impact and profit. This week's episode of A Cup of Joe is slightly different, as normally I like to prep each and every one of my guests and letting them know what kind of question I'm going to ask in life for them to prepare. This time we play the game a little differently. Lisa did not know what kind of question I was going to ask her, and we ended up having such an incredible conversation covering so many different topics, from network marketing to empowerment and from empowerment to all things TikTok. So if you are someone interested in network marketing and you're looking for new tips when it comes to career change and really reinvent yourself, this is the right episode for you. So you might want to take notes, download it, and listen to it over again as she shares so many nuggets, as you know, I always say this, that you cannot miss.
Welcome to A Cup of Joe, a weekly podcast discussing life and business. Grab a coffee and get comfortable. Here's your host, Joseph Rubelli.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's so good to be here with you. This is so exciting.
I know. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you, my dear.
So me and Lisa actually already work together because I've been a guest on her show as well, the Confidence Crown podcast, which if you guys haven't checked out yet, and you're someone really into empowerment and really good, you know, motivational content as well as business, she's the person to listen to as well as of Capo Joe. So me and Lisa we connected on the ground because I started to follow her. And we realized that actually she kind of knew my boss in my previous corporate job. So it was really fascinating how, you know, how small the world is, because I used to work for a beauty company, which was LA based in the UK. And she is in the beauty industry as well. So we're going to dive in her story, which is amazing, in a minute. But I think it was really interesting how, you know, we collaborated on our podcast. I talk about marketing and branding for Instagram. We did an incredible episode delivering so much value. And then at the end of it, we obviously chat for an hour like we did now before we recorded. We talk about TikTok. And yeah, so it was really funny. She said, oh, well, I know your boss. And I was like, oh, do you? It was really interesting. So, you know, Lisa, I love you so much. So I would love you to dive in into your background. I define you as a multi-talent entrepreneur. That's my definition of what you do.
I love that. I'll take it.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I would love you to walk my listening to your story, your background, because you have a Hollywood background as well. And so, yeah, share a little bit more about who you are, what you do, and how you ended up to where you are today.
Well, thank you. And I will say, we had an amazing podcast. You got to listen, because you dropped so many awesome IG bombs. So if you're trying to grow your business on Instagram, we had so much fun going back and forth, and you shared so much value. So I thank you. That was a great episode.
Oh, thank you. I love being on your show. It was so much fun. I actually, you know, I have a couple of people reaching out. She's like, oh, I know you because you've been on Lisa's podcast. Oh. And I was like, oh, yes, of course. And then, you know, this is what we mean when we say growing community, you know, it's like use your community to grow together, not as competitors, right? This is kind of
absolutely. My theme actually from the post from yesterday, we were just talking about community and women in particular, because it can be catty very easily in like a corporate world where I come from. And so you want to make sure that you're actually supporting each other. There's room for everyone at the table.
Absolutely.
Don't limit anyone. But yeah, I have a corporate background, which is crazy because now I can't imagine. But I will take the serial entrepreneurial title. I have been working since I was 13 at a variety of jobs because I always liked being my own boss. But I was in the talent business. I was a talent agent and manager in Hollywood for 12 years. I absolutely loved it. It was honestly my passion and like childhood dream come true. And unfortunately, my mom became sick and I had to close my management company to take care of her. And just so much time passed. And while she was sick, I was kind of doing, I'm going to call it meaningless work, but we both can agree that retail is hard work, but my heart wasn't in it. And when that's the case, it makes it a difficult job to have because you just don't feel good.
Absolutely.
And then I tried to figure out what next. I had been out of entertainment for 5 years. And so it was like, oh, you can't go back. You'd have to start from scratch. And I decided to get a degree in healthcare. So I went back to school and I was trying to figure out where I was going to find my next passion. And I became a caregiver again. And I was like, well, it's definitely not going to be in healthcare. I can't stay here. I was like, this is not going to work for me. So I was having panic attacks over just so much loss and so much hardship. And a complete stranger on LinkedIn, thank you, LinkedIn, connected me with a business that I could do from home. Now, I was a total skeptic. In the US, network marketing or direct sales businesses have kind of had a bad taste in people's mouths. Much more common in Europe, much more accepted in Europe. I wish I lived in Europe, but it is coming around and the entrepreneurial spirit in people in the US is definitely picking up. So direct sales actually was great timing for me. And that was about, oh my gosh, 9 years ago.
Wow.
And again, total skeptic. I thought, oh, you can't do anything from home. It's not going to work. But I loved that it gave me a chance to have my own hours again, pick the people I wanted to work with, and help people. So skincare and feeling good, and it builds your confidence. And then you're helping people build businesses. And then they're not feeling so confident. So all of a sudden, the confidence crown came out of this as a way to really empower all these people I was helping. I was like, why am I resilient and others get stuck or that they just don't know or get discouraged too easily? So I'm here to like help everyone break through and actually learn how to take that pain and turn it into profit.
I love that.
So sorry, long story short, my dear. Hang on, my dog is crying. Bubba, you got to come right here.
Oh.
I know he's like,
you guys
out,
can
Mom?
See it, but you know, she has the most cute dogs. You can check them out on Instagram, by the way. So the great thing with Lisa is that we didn't plan this podcast. Normally we do a little bit of prep before, but this time I just said, you know what? Let's go with the flow. Let's see what happened. And me and Lisa really get on really well offline. So it's going to be fine online. So I would love you to kind of walk me through a little bit how your journey in network marketing looks like, because I think it's really interesting. And as you said, there is a bad taste to it when it comes to network marketing. And I feel like there is a bad taste and also not enough knowledge. So walk me through what your journey looks like from a perspective of business. And what would you say it's a great starting point for someone that is ready to start a side hustle or a new business or whatever it could be? And that involves network marketing. And my question is also regarding multi-level marketing as well. So how does that look like for you in 2020? And how is it different from when you started? Loads of questions, but I'm really interested.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. So the terms are interchangeable, which is, I think, something people should know. And I will agree to you, it's lack of education. I don't want to say ignorance, but lack of education. Listen, there have been plenty of companies over the years who have done improper, ethical, or moral business practices So it has tainted the industry in some ways, but there are plenty of companies out there that really raise the bar, that are really about teaching, honestly, people how to be entrepreneurial. There is no other way to have a business that you own that doesn't have a big overhead, that doesn't have inventory, that doesn't have stock, that you don't have to deal with distribution. This is, it's a virtual business model. And that was something that, you know, took a little tweaking. 9 years ago, we were kind of growing up with Facebook. So there was all these changes happening. You just had to be open to learning new things. Again, I knew nothing. I was open like a sponge. I let myself be coachable by my mentors, those who were ahead of me. Even if it's just by one day, you just want to take somebody else's experience and model yourself after it. And I found it to be honestly eye-opening because it was this really cool thing. The products were working for me. People were asking me about it. But very early on, I realized, oh my, if I'm going to grow this, I'm going to have to talk to a lot of people. And not just by phone. I was going to do it in person, which I like, that belly to belly. But you don't have hours in the day. You got to talk to a lot of people. So you start having places where people can come and meet you. And it's in groups of like 5, 10, 20, 30, 40. You're like up to 200, 300 people at a time. And you're talking to them. Joseph, I was terrified of public speaking. I had avoided it my whole life. It would send me into a panic, flop sweat. I was like, no, I can't believe I have to do this. So I said, if I'm going to make a success out of this business, because I don't want the career in healthcare, I'm going to have to learn. And that's it. I just sucked it up. I got sweaty, tongue-tied. You know, it took time. It took practice. People were like, I don't understand how you do it. I'm like, listen, it was not in the grand plan of what I was going to do with my life.
It's a process, right?
Totally a process. Now I'm doing public speaking for Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi. What? Like, you could not have told me 5, 10, 20 years ago, this is what I would be doing now. So be careful what you are afraid of.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I feel like, you know, there is a very beautiful quote that Marie Folio always says, and, you know, I really relate to that. And it's use your fear as a GPS to chase your dream. And I feel like it's so relatable for loads of people, and how you can really turn what you're afraid of into something that you can actually say it's your zone of genius after all. So yeah, thank you for sharing that, because I think it's such an empowering message. And tell me, I'm really curious to understand, how do you think the market changed for network marketing with social media? Because you started like, when social media wasn't even a thing. I mean, there was Facebook a little bit.
It was a baby.
Yeah. So it's just like because obviously I would have thought loads of the conversation that were happening over the phone and loads of the way you will reach out to new customer, if you will, back 10 years ago would be different now. So walk me through how does the change affect the business, and how did it do that?
So what's interesting about this business, so again, as you're learning about it, as you're coming up in it, and again, there's so many, you want to find a passion, right? You want to find a product you can get behind. You also want to find one that you are comfortable speaking about, but it's not the selling so much as it is the sharing. And growing up with social media, you know, those first few years, I'm going to even say the first 5 years that we were on Facebook as a brand, it felt much more adversarial. Like you could show before and after pictures. You could talk about the product, blah, blah, blah. Now there's so much of that. It's so much bigger. People want to know about your lifestyle. So we call it lifestyle marketing. And they want to see either how the business has helped you improve your life, or how it's improved your body, or how, you know, whatever that product is, right? Because some people are in insurance. Some people are in health and fitness. It doesn't really matter, but people want to see results, and they don't just want to see a photo of somebody else. They want to see how you did it. So lifestyle marketing and attraction marketing, I think those are the keys to growing your network marketing business in this new decade, because people are tired of feeling like you're always advertising.
Yeah.
They want to just take a peek into your life. They want to be curious.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, this kind of links me to the episode that I had a few weeks ago with Holly Clark. And we were really talking about personal branding, which kind of links to lifestyle, if you will, because it's the way you craft the story behind a product or a service that changed your life. And you really walk in your audience through the way he did it. And, you know, this is the way people, you know, you need to build trust in line to build sales, right? Yeah. I think this is the biggest takeaway, and this is what is coming up for me. Walk me through, you use a very interesting terminology for the listener that don't know what that is. So you talk about attraction marketing. Walk me through that and walk the listener through that as well so they can understand a little bit better what you mean.
So again, it's like giving you a sneak peek, but I have to say props to Holly. We're good friends. I actually had brunch with her yesterday. She's in town. Which was really exciting because I didn't know. It was a total surprise. And she actually did, she helped me with my releasing my book. She did my ebook formatting and paperback formatting. So love Holly. Small world. I mean, seriously, small world. Attraction marketing. So let's go back to that lifestyle marketing term. People want to see you using the product without maybe showing the front of the bottle.
Right.
Or they want to see you. I get like, what did you, I don't want to say acquire, like it's all monetary, but you know, if your lifestyle has improved in some way, maybe you're taking more vacations. Maybe you're able to pay for private school for your kids. Maybe you're able to go on a crazy, you know, shoe raid. You know, this can be anybody's passion, but people want to see what you're doing with it, but they don't want to like see like a stack of bills and Lamborghinis. They want to see how Joseph is using that brand, how Lisa is using that brand without saying, I do this. So it's like that push and pull. You're dropping breadcrumbs and you're letting people know things that you love about your life because of the improvements that have happened due to this vehicle. So we call it a vehicle because that vehicle, that brand will get you to those dream goals. So I've been working from home for 8.5 years, and I've been able to start the podcast, write a book, really go forward with speaking and coaching and things that I would have never imagined. But the vehicle has always been the direct sales business because that's been the base of an income that has created the ability for me to try other things.
That's amazing. And yeah. I love the link in between, because you do, so I called you multi-talent entrepreneur because you do so many things. So you have a book, you have a podcast, you do business coaching, and I love that. And this is, you know, the way I feel like the new generation is going. And talking about new generation, this is kind of link me to my next question, which is, what would be your advice for someone that is ready to start a new business online? And this involved network marketing. What would you say is the biggest advice that you can give?
So what's interesting about this, and we were talking at the beginning about ignorance or lack of education in the field of network marketing. If you speak or listen to any top financial advisors, every millionaire and billionaire in the world has multiple streams of income.
Yeah.
The most important multiple stream of income is called residual income. So it means you put out the effort one time, but it continues to return and return and return for you. So the only other way that I was able to compare that prior was my world in Hollywood, where the clients would shoot a television show or a movie. You get paid that rate that I would negotiate for them for actually doing the job. But then every time you see that television episode or you see the series or you see the movie running, they get a residual check.
Right.
Holy moly, that is where the money is, because how many years has Friends been on TV? Now they got a huge deal per episode, but that syndication deal, the money they get for every single time that episode, that television show airs, that's where the sweet spot is. So when you're looking at network marketing, it's a very low buy-in. Most companies, you want to make sure that you don't have to stock inventory. You want to make sure you aren't responsible for distribution. You want to keep it as virtual as possible. And talk to somebody in the business. Get a coach. I will say my biggest mistake in the beginning was not thinking I needed a coach, thinking that was like a negative, instead of actually embracing the fact that someone wanted to coach me through a world that I had no business in. It's not like regular retail. It's not like regular sales. It's a different world. And now with social media, it's a completely different world. We were just talking about TikTok and how you can monetize it now. Like, people, we have to continue to be open and changing and growing, but people want to see us living our lives and they want to know how we're living our lives well. Yeah. Guess what? That network marketing business is helping a whole bunch.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating. And I agree with you because I feel like this is really linking to what we were saying before, right? About, I find fascinating how you really link, for example, with friends and how the big money comes later. It's the residual part. And it's so true because sometimes people don't think about it. They kind of think about the quick fix in anything when it comes to revenue, when it comes to business, when it comes to entrepreneur, they just want to make money straight away. And, you know, I feel like this is one of the biggest misconception, if you will. So thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Talking about TikTok, me and Lisa had like probably a half an hour conversation before we started recording. And we were talking about TikTok because me and Lisa are both kind of studying, testing, trying, learning this new platform, which my nephew is rocking on with like 500K followers.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Like, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, me too. Because I'm doing pretty well on Instagram, but when it comes to TikTok, I'm still learning and understanding. So if people that don't know what TikTok is, and I know loads of people in my community, every time I put a poll about TikTok, they're like, what the hell is TikTok? Is it another thing that I need? I was like, well,
it's
you don't need it.
It's not just for the kids anymore.
It's not for the kids anymore. It's quite an interesting, platform. And what I find fascinating is how we were like sharing how much time consuming is as a platform.
Total time suck.
Yeah. Like, if you guys don't know what TikTok is, this is not an advert for TikTok. I just wanted to clarify.
No.
We wish it was an advert for TikTok.
Someone has to help us. Come on down.
Yeah. So like, I've been looking for a TikTok strategist to come on the podcast for a while, and I really hope I'm going to find him soon. All of this to say that you never stop learning and you never stop upscaling and upgrading yourself and really come, you know, embrace new thing, which I think is fascinating and awesome. And, you know, if you're someone that is looking for that kind of career change, you know, I talk about mindset and business coaching in my previous episode where I was talking about how you can really kick 2020 with a new chapter, and God knows I will. So I think, you know, I think it's really amazing what you do. So I think it's time now to say the brand that you are, that is essentially your business, and kind of walk me through that a little bit and why you're so amazing.
I'm just amazing. You're so cute. Why am I so amazing? You know what? I think, again, we're relating on personalities, right? This is the whole point. People want to know, like, and trust you. And so if you are truly sharing authentically about yourself, if you're really letting people in, I mean, I've gone so bold and brazen as to be completely honest about my age, and still no one believes me. So,
I didn't. You know, I didn't believe you.
Nobody does.
I thought you were lying. I was like, she can't be 50. She can't be 50.
I'm 50. And you know, that's what's part of it too, is like, that's, people need to understand that. Like, I happen to interact with a very young group because of Instagram, which I love.
Yeah, of course.
And other businesses and skincare and entrepreneurial people. You know, there's two versions. There's the one like right out of school who's like, or, you know, doesn't even want to go to college anymore. They want to just jump right into the work world and create their own thing. Or there's somebody who's older, who's been in corporate and they are dying to be on their own. They're dying to create something that they can do. And I'm working with all different ages, but it is always this funny thing. The young ones don't realize I'm like their parents' age or older. And then the ones who are my age, they're like, no, you're not. I'm like, I really am. Okay, I didn't have kids, so that is the only difference. So I got to sleep for 18 years and most of my friends didn't. But also the skincare works. So, you know, it's, you need to share who you are. If people can't see themselves in you, so it's either the way you write your content or the images that you put up, if they can't see themselves in you, they're going to move on. They're not going to interact. But if you start speaking to them in language that they understand, in a tone that they understand, in a way where you're sharing your ups and downs, then you start to attract that community, then you start to attract that culture, and then you start to really grow. So the Confidence Crown came out of just a rebranding because I didn't want to just be known for skincare because I was doing other things. And when the coaching part really came into play, I didn't realize I'd been coaching my whole life. I just never gave it a title. But I wanted to be able to create this platform where people realized I've done everything. So you can come and talk to me about any subject, any business. Right now, the work that I'm doing, I am helping people find their own individual superpowers. And we're working on self-education because the regular, the traditional educational program, particularly in the US, is broken. And right. So that's like one of my new like passions and causes is really helping people understand you have a gift and you need to share it with other people. And they're like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, but what do your friends come to you for? Like, listen, the person whose friends are coming to them to teach them TikTok, you have a platform. You can go and teach people how to be successful on TikTok. It's that simple right now. People yeah. will buy your program.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. I will.
I got friends.
anybody out there selling TikTok program, contact us. Anyway.
I might have somebody for you.
Yeah,
you
need to tell me that after the show. I feel like I need to have this person in my life. So because you come from skincare and I am too, share the three products you can't live without.
Okay.
Three ingredients you can't live without. It doesn't have to be necessarily products. It's kind of flexible.
Well, see, that's the weird thing too. So I had clear, happy skin until I didn't. When I was about 30-ish, 35-ish, I got adult cystic acne. So right. my mom was sick and I was caring for her. I inherited something that she had and it was painful and horrible and just, I mean, devastating because it was the type that just hurts and your face hurts. And so I was seeing a dermatologist and I was getting help with all of that. And the treatment she gave me, which helped to alleviate the acne, left me with this thing called melasma, which is this brown patchy. Sometimes for women, they'll get it when they're pregnant because it's a hormonally based charged problem. But also it's from too much sun damage.
Yeah.
So living in California my whole life, it was a double whammy. Now nothing got rid of that until this brand was introduced to me. So 100% the reverse lightening regimen from the brand that I carry, it changed my life. Within 3 weeks, my melasma was gone and it was just like, oh, like so amazing that something over the counter could do that. So that had hydroquinone in it and kojic acid. I'm going to say that wrong. But there's an exfoliant, there is a lightening cream and sunscreen. These are keys right here.
Must wow, awesome.
Wear sunscreen. But my favorite product that we've ever created is called Active Hydration Serum. I call it Liquid Gold. It's for everyone, every age, any skin type. It's hyaluronic acid and glycerin. They created their own molecule. This is something new that's really cool for us. It captures moisture from the air, locks it into your skin, and then time releases it. So your skin is always dewy. Fabulous. That's all I have.
So it kind of deliver moisture over time throughout the day, right? So you don't get dry half of the day.
So no matter if you're oily or if you're dry, it's going to keep you balanced.
Right. I love that. I need to try this.
Smart science. That is where we're at with technology.
I love it. Well, I am a skincare person myself. I literally am obsessed. My must product at the moment are vitamin D, SPF as usual. I use SPF each and every day since like 10 years. Ever since I was 16, well, probably. Yeah.
Baby.
But I come from a very bad cystic acne myself. So I kind of know what you've been going through because it was awful. When I was a teenager. Thank you. But I really look after my skin a lot and I use loads of treatment for it. I love lactic acid. I love retinol every now and then. You know, if anybody don't know what lactic acid is, lactic acid is an extract from milk, which is really brightening and really good for any kind of scarring and pores. And retinol is vitamin A, which is probably the most strong ingredient when it comes to anti-aging. So these are awesome ingredients that you guys need to check out. If you are someone into skincare, reach out, because both me and Lisa can really help you. I come from a strong skincare background. I used to do training for skincare, so I know my stuff.
Yeah. Anyway. And I agree with you. Lactic acid, retinol, we have the highest dose of vitamin A over the counter, and it has a calcium buffer, so no side effects. So no dryness, no peeling, no redness.
Awesome. Now that's amazing. So I'm really curious, because obviously I am the UK and the percentage is different in Europe than it is in the US. So Lisa is from LA. So we are recording it right now. She's in Los Angeles. I'm in London. So what's the percentage in the US at the moment, up to date? What's the percentage there is allowed?
Oh, that's an excellent question. Is it 2% that's over
the
counter?
I think it might be 2%. Because
I think it's 2%. Anything that's over the counter without a prescription, I think it's 2%. But I will tell you too, as we move into different countries with the products, they have to make regulatory changes. So even though we're in different countries, sometimes the products are tweaked a little to fit that country's rules and regulations. And we're about to go into Japan. Can I say that?
Oh, that's so cool.
I'm so excited. So if you know anybody who knows anybody who knows anybody. But right now we're in the US, Canada, and Australia. But Japan this spring.
Now that's amazing. I ask you because in the UK is 1%. So I was really interested about that, because I'm always looking.
Yeah, it's 2%. I know I had a doctor try to give me 8% and it was horrifying.
8% is crazy.
Your skin just gets raw and peely and gross. It's not the right thing to do.
Yeah, you're going to look like one of those crocodiles from Tampa.
Don't overdo anything. That's one of the biggest issues, particularly if you've got oily or acne-prone skin. People think they have to constantly like strip it. You don't. You want the lipids. You want a little oil. If you take it away, your body will overproduce it. So
it's like balance is key, right? So it's just one of those things.
You want to keep everything as neutral as possible. And it's also like dieting, right? If you take away too many, your body says, F you, I'm not going to let you lose any weight because you're not feeding me enough. Same thing. Take away too much oil, your skin's going to overproduce because it's like, oh my God, what's happening? So everybody calm down.
Calm down. Don't over-exfoliate. Don't over-hydrate. Don't over, over anti-age where you don't have to anti-age. Sometimes it's just crazy. And, you know, my ex-boss used to say, your skin is like your business card. It tells you everything you've been going through and more.
Because also what you eat. So people don't understand that too. They're like, I use this product. I'm like, yeah, but tell me about your diet. Because a lot of it is depending. You can tell where the breakouts are on the face. You know what people are eating. Very telltale. So sugar, gluten, and dairy, not your friends. If you're having skin issues,
especially check with acne, anything that is white food, not really.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you later. Okay. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming on board today. I love this conversation. As I said, me and Lisa are talking all sorts because we didn't plan this and it was supposed to be like that because I wanted to be this way. So for my listeners, I have two things to ask you. First of all, where they can find you.
But of course. So on Instagram, please, at The Confidence Crown.
That's awesome. And if someone is interested on Lisa's skincare brand, you are more than welcome to reach out, as well as her new coaching session. And I cannot wait to have you on board again for walk me through your book, because I'm really keen. So
oh my gosh.
I'm going to invite you on season 3 of A Cup of Joe, which is happening after my big change, which nobody knows. You do, but nobody knows.
So exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting. So I really wanted to come on board and talk about your book because I think it's going to be super interesting.
Thank you.
I have the last question, although it's not as exciting as your question on your podcast, because it's amazing. So 5 years from now, what's next for Lisa? And if we have another chat over a cup of Joe and I ask you, how's life treating you? What would be your answer?
So again, so much has changed in this past year. So I think it's just going to be so much more growth, helping more people, empowering more people. I'm just going to throw it out there, empowering 1 million women, because I'm about to launch a new community that will have a mastermind, that will have retreats. It's full body. So it's like wellness, scaling your business, how to be a business owner and not get burned out. So talk show, I don't know, we're going all the way.
I love that. Oh my God, I'm so excited about this new community that you're building. You know, I'm more about relationship building and community building. So
I'm so excited.
This is going to be so awesome. Excited. I wish you the best luck. And I think we're going to see each other super soon, because I'm about to come to LA very soon for a little trip, maybe. And we'll see. So yeah, thank you so much for that. And thank you so much for being with me today. And I cannot wait to hear about your book. Speak to you soon.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful.
Yay.
Yes.
As you guys know, I love to hear your feedback. So make sure you reach out over on Instagram or go over on Apple Podcasts and leave me a feedback or a review. Let me know what is the biggest takeaway of today's show. What was the topic that resonated with you the most? If there is anything in the show that you would like to hear, please let me know and reach out. I always love each and every one of your feedback, and this is what helps me to really deliver quality content and serve you in the best possible way. So make sure you reach out. And if you are listening right now, take your phone, take a screenshot, tag me on your Instagram story, and don't forget to mention me so I can give you a shout out and we can all grow our community together. All right, that is it for today. Do you know when the best conversation happened? Actually, after the show. So I want you to go over on Facebook and look for my new community out there. It's called Empower You, Uplevel Your Content and Your Business. This is where I empower young entrepreneurs just like you to discover and embrace their zone of genius. This new growing community is the right place for you if you are an entrepreneur looking for ways to connect with your tribe, or if you have an incredible idea that you know you can turn into a business and you're looking to connect with the right people. Covering topics such as marketing, PR, online branding, website, and so on. If anything like this resonates with you, come and join us. I will see you same time, same place next week.